male husband's beloved warriors finally found their form. Tēnā koe, Ken Laban.
Tēnā koe, Hene. Very nice to be with you. Well, they certainly have found their form, the warriors, on the field and off the field as well. You know, just listening to that chant, which the crowds, not only in New Zealand do they do that, but they're also doing it when they play offshore in Australia as well, which is just an indication of, how much impact the Warriors have had off the field as well. And bearing in mind, it's only a couple of years ago that during the COVID, and this is why I believe there's such great love and aroha for the Warriors here in Australia and here in New Zealand. People will remember that when they were in lockdown and COVID, the entire Warriors first grade organisation had to relocate to Australia for the entire length of the regular season. And they were because they did that, it allowed the competition to remain with an even number, and the draw was able to be fulfilled in spite of the fact that they were playing in front of empty stadiums. So not only was the integrity of the competition preserved, but also the multi-million dollar sponsorship, which in effect funds the entire NRL, comes from broadcasting rights. And because the Warriors made that decision to go to Australia when Stephen Kearney was coaching the team, they were everything was allowed to proceed as normal as possible given the COVID environment. Rugby league was the first professional sport to come back online after essentially the world shut down in COVID, and they had a couple of very, very trying years, but nonetheless the love, support and respect for the Warriors was already there. And then the appointment of Andrew Webster to the coaching position, some very, very astute purchases in terms of playing personnel, and what we saw last year in 2023 and what we've seen in the opening rounds of this year, is no surprise to many people who love rugby league and have watched the role that the Warriors have played in preserving the integrity and reputation of the competition. And the fact that they've been able to maintain extremely high standards on the field, and the crowds and the hype speak for itself. You know, it doesn't seem that long ago we were all kind of having very negative conversations about the Warriors every week because of their inconsistent form. Well, we haven't seen that under the coaching and leadership of Andrew Webster. They have been a superb team to watch, and as a result, they sit in sixth position in the table in a very, very tight contest. It's only early on now, but they're looking a very serious contender for the NRL in 2024, the Warriors.
It was a very exciting weekend in our household. And on top of that, the Sevens are back.
Yes, they are. And a fantastic result overnight in Hong Kong with both the All Black Sevens team and the Black Ferns Sevens team. They both won back-to-back in Hong Kong. 30th year celebration of the iconic Hong Kong Sevens event. And of course, you know, that's where kind of that heralded the arrival of Christian Cullen, the great Jonah Lomu, Wasale Serevi. He really walked on the world stage during his brilliant and illustrious career as well. So it was wonderful to see both our men and our women succeed in Hong Kong overnight. What it means for the future of Hong Kong as a Sevens venue is still to be determined by World Rugby, but certainly fantastic atmosphere and crowd at the Sevens, rivaling the Warriors' home crowd, actually, in terms of attendance and hype and excitement. It was a great atmosphere. I watched most of day three on Sky Sport. It was great to watch.
It was excellent and very exciting. Hey, and the football Ferns versus Thailand, that was quite interesting. That was a great game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. The rise of women's football, and there's terrific interest, obviously, in New Zealand, generated firstly by the arrival of the Phoenix women's team a couple of years ago, and then New Zealand having the opportunity to host co-host the FIFA Women's World Cup last year was a tremendous success, both in terms of, one, selling the sport as a spectacle, and as a participant, sport, particularly at the junior level, where there's always a good competition from all sports to get our best athletes at the junior level playing. And secondly, from a commercial point of view, it was a multi-million-dollar windfall for the local economies that had the chance to host FIFA World Cup games here last year. I know here in Wellington, I think we had 9 games. An absolute delight at the crowds that turned up, and the money that was spent in our local economies, bars, hotels, restaurants, were full during the course of the competition.
This is excellent for sports and a great beginning for the sports season, or the winter sports season anyway. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was indeed. And of course, most club competitions, in rugby union and rugby league and netball kicked off over the weekend as well. All our winter sports, and we're looking forward to another very busy year in 2024.
Great. And for the netball anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing what Nolene Toto is going to do with the team for this year.
Yes, exactly. She's had a couple of lean years by comparison, but that's always happens when great players retire all at once. Then that's what happened after they won the previous World Cup in the netball. They had 4 or 5 very, very high profile retirements, and it takes time to develop the next generation. So she's just been reappointed for another 2 years, and given the success that she's had in the game, I would think that the necessary moves that she's made, we're going to see the benefits of in the next couple of seasons.
Ka pai. What are you looking forward to in sports over the coming weekend?
Yeah, well, obviously Super Rugby is starting to, the real challenge for Super Rugby is off the field. People who love their rugby look enviously at the crowds and the hype around the Warriors home games, and hoping that the New Zealand Super Rugby franchises can bring back the great support that those teams used to enjoy. There was an encouraging crowd at one of the games on the weekend, but otherwise it's the Fiji Drua team who have been hosting games both in Suva and at Churchill Park in Lotoka. They have had phenomenal crowds, and that's been reflected in their good form as well. The Blues and the Hurricanes look to be really setting the pace in Super Rugby this year.
Ka pai. I'm looking forward to a weekend of sports. Thank you very much for your time.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And that was Ken.